with two double bass poems. The first is Bastard Bass. You bloody, too hard monster, too heavy, deformed, too big joke of a thing. You mock me, make me look a fool, while the fiddlers flick their hair, find their note, finish me off. And the next one is the other side of the coin, double bass. If you could breathe, I would curl up next to you. Your arms would be made of soft steel, would wind round me many times, hold me in the middle. If you could speak, and you do, you would say little, but what you murmured would ring true, would set the tone, set me straight, settle the seas. If you could move, it would be with a boxer's grace, but slow, feet placed square in the muddle of life, and you would find me waiting, ready to embrace you. And then these are three poems connected to magpies. The first one is Chasing Magpies. A bear, clumsy in the woodland, seen from the car, window frosted with my breath, cold to my sleepy forehead. An elephant, 10 years later, revealed by the crack of timber as he, she, wanders through the campsite. The family row is dwarfed as we huddle round the fire, forget the scrape of smoke in our eyes, tired from weeping. Later, a giraffe, absurd in Regent's Park, sways on patrol as I pound breathless round the circle, chasing magpies. And now, the scorpions sting as I catch the look in your eye, see the lioness triumphant, sleek, favored, sated with your love. Next is Thieving Magpies. There is mischief afoot, and it wastes the milk. There are magpies who steal, drawn close by the shine of the bottle tops, careless of who doesn't get fed. And finally, Magpie Divorce, one for sorrow. That's it.